White, May Lacey, Loma Linda, California, August 20th, 1905. Dear daughter, May Lacey White, this morning, Sunday, we left the camp meeting at Los Angeles. Yesterday, I spoke in the large tent to fully 2,000 people. They were crowded close to the stand, and I feel quite sure that I was poisoned by the impure air. I was deeply in earnest and took deep inspirations so that I might speak loud enough for all to hear. About 10 o'clock that night, I was suffering with almost unendurable pain. I did what I could to bring relief, but I suffered all night. At 3 o'clock, I arose and dressed. Shortly before 4, I called Dores and Ella, and the work of packing began. I had to leave it all to them. I have been feeling very poorly all day, have had no appetite, and feel sick at my stomach if I try to eat anything. I had a letter written I wished to send you, but cannot look it up now. Tomorrow morning, Willie leaves for San Diego. We had a very profitable meeting at Los Angeles. We carefully explained the circumstances that led us to secure the 3 sanitarium properties in Southern California, and all could see that this is the work of the Lord. All are united in supporting these institutions now. Some say that Loma Linda has come to us as a gift. It comprehends so much that we can hardly take it in. We praise the Lord our God with heart and soul and voice. Our people are now determined to make every possible effort to pay off all indebtedness. The Lord has truly wrought for us. Today I visited the cellar and saw the fruit that they have canned in abundance. There are apricots of the best order, a variety of plums, prunes, and other fruit. Brother Hansen has also put up a large amount of jelly. Some of this can be sent to the sanitarium in San Diego. Most of the fruit canning is finished, but they are putting up some peaches now. They will soon have peaches on the property. We see many orange and citron trees. Water is abundant, and the orchard is irrigated. I wish I might be here when the oranges are ripe. I know not how to express my thankfulness for this place. Some things need to be put in order, but inside all the rooms are well furnished. There are many ornamental as well as useful articles in the house. There have, in some cases, been an extravagant outlay of means. We should not have purchased such furniture because of its high price, but everything is durable. We wish you could be here with us. I suppose W.C. White will return to St. Helena. I sometimes think I would like to make my abode here because of the excellent climate. As I look over the building and around the premises, I am more and more surprised that, notwithstanding the enormous outlay on the property, we are able to obtain it so cheaply.